Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Cox,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Woodward Fail Music Speaks podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am your handicapped host, James Cox, and I have a wonderful, wonderful guest with me today, Laura Lee Schultz. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, because sometimes, right here, sometimes I have a hard time pronouncing my own name. But, all right, so she is the lead singer of Down in the Leaves. But first, let me tell you about the band. Originating in Vancouver, Laura Lee Schultz's solo project, Down the Leaves, transformed into a vibrant live band exploring post-rock, slowcore, and no-wave genres. With three albums, an EP, and a collection of singles already in their discography, the project made their mark internationally during their time in Belgium, giving birth to the acclaimed Bury the Sun album, which is great, by the way. Y'all should listen to that. In collaboration with Steve Albini, A-L-B-I-N-I?
Albini.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm missing up names already. All right. So, amid the pandemic, though, the project returned to Canada forming a new trio with Andy Ashley on drums and Chris Carlson on bass. Carlson. How you doing, Miss Laura?
I'm doing great.
All right. So, you are a... Okay, so you started this band solo, right? Because what I want to ask you right now is... So you like the band Foo Fighters, right?
Yes.
Foo Fighters. Their first album, they did all the parts solo, right? Is that what you did? You did the first all the solo, and then you did... Okay, good. Yeah, because I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah, the first album was...
I think Bury the Sun, right?
The first album was... No, actually. Oh. The first album was 360 and a quarter.
Okay.
And that was in 2006. I've had this project since 2006.
Okay.
It's been a solo recording project for a long time, and not a live performing act for a long time. So the first album was me writing everything and performing everything. So drums, guitars, bass, everything.
Yeah.
Just like the very first Foo Fighters album, he did everything himself. And then the album after that, I had guest musicians come in and play some parts for drums and some for bass, but for mostly I did everything. And then the Bury the Sun album, I was living in Belgium at the time, and I found some musicians to actually record that album with Steve Albini in Chicago, and then we started touring that as a live act.
Nice. So you're like a jack of all trades. You play guitar, bass, and drums.
Yes.
So which one of that would be easier to, if you say, James, pick up something, what would you say what is the most, I guess, profound instrument that you love playing more than anything else?
Well, I want to say there's two instruments because I always wanted to play the drums. I asked my parents for drums since I was like 10,
and
they never got them for me. And then one year I found a guitar under the Christmas tree when I was 13 or 14. And they said, this you can plug headphones into. Then that started my love with guitar.
Right.
But I always love playing drums. I find drums to be very therapeutic. It can be a way to release your frustrations. Mm-hmm. It can be a way, in any way, it doesn't need to be super rhythmic. It could just hit them, right?
Right.
I find them a very therapeutic instrument.
Yeah. Let me tell you a funny story. My friend has got some drums, right? Because his mom took him to the drum store, and she heard him play them, and she's like, it's not so loud. These would be fine in the garage, you know, because guitar was such a big area, you know, this is how the sound goes, you know. But once she got him home, she's like, oh, my God, these need to go, you know, because he was pounding them so loud, she couldn't take it anymore. So that, but they do... release stress for sure, because when you're under stressful circumstances, you want to beat things.
Drums. Especially the kind of music I like, which is heavy, right?
Yes. I kind of got the vibe that the new song Douse is great. I love it. I kind of got the vibe of like a more grunge, like a three piece band. You know, obviously like Silverchair and Nirvana. Was that because your Bury the Sun album is very mellow towards this the single? When did you want to do a complete 180 and go like the heavier side from Bury the Sun?
Well, I wouldn't say it was like a 180 departure. I was already going in that route. I'm very attached to not sticking to one genre. Mm-hmm. I like to just explore.
Yeah.
The very first album was very soft.
Right.
And I had some heavy elements. But I think being in Belgium and being around musicians who really like heavy and noisy and post-metal music inspired me to do the same. And I was in a band called Queasy in the mid-90s, and it was a very grunge, Riot Girl kind of band. And so I kind of have gone all over the place. But this one I really wanted to play with the sounds of metal and in a haunting kind of way.
Right.
So that's kind of what the theme of the album is. Yeah.
Who is your favorite metal band of all time?
Oh God.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So instead of that question, let me ask you this. Okay. I'm going to give you two bands to pick from and you just tell me which one's better for you. Okay. Okay. Let's go with my go-to question is always Deftones or Incubus.
Deftones.
Thank you. I love Incubus, but I love the Deftones. I don't know what it is, you know.
I think it's their ethereal creepiness about it.
Yes.
Which is what I like. Yeah. That's up my alley.
Yeah, White Pony is the number one album for me of all time, you know. Okay, so we got another one, which is my also go to. Now this is the longest competition, really. It's Megadeth or Metallica.
I'd probably say Metallica, just because of familiarity for me.
Right.
I haven't listened to very much Megadeth, and I've listened to so much Metallica, so. Yeah. I'd say that.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I was a huge Metallica fan for the longest time back in high school, but Megadeth has been consistent. You know, every year, boom. You know, I expect another Megadeth. Not so much with Metallica. Metallica's been a hit. You know, 5 years, 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. Years. Like,
come on now, you know. All right. You know, okay, so with so many genres out there, you have subcategories, right? And it's hard to keep up with all of them, right? So I've never heard of slowcore, and this is your bio says that you're slowcore. Could you explain to me and the audience what that is? Because I personally never heard it before.
Okay, sure. So slowcore kind of borrows from hardcore sensibilities, hardcore rock, and really slowed down music.
Okay.
Kind
of like sludge metal, kind of?
Kind of like sludge metal.
Yeah.
But I also consider bands like Low to be slowcore. They really play with being able to draw out progressions in a very uncomfortable and beautiful way.
Yeah.
So it's just very slow. So our latest release, Downplay, which is a single from the album that's coming out on May 3rd, that is a version of slowcore. So it's the very slow at the very beginning, and then at the end it gets very like hardcore and loud. So that's what I consider slowcore.
I'm just writing down
your
new album coming out May 3rd, which is called Downplay, and I'm can't wait to hear it. Yeah, but yeah. So thank you for explaining that to me. Now I can go down to slowcore rabbit hole, and because I know there's like a lot of bands that are also slowcore too. So
yeah.
All right, I have a few more questions, and then I'll let you go and eat something or you know whatever you have to do. Okay, so if you had to choose one of your songs to be the official anthem for unexpected event, like a groundbreaking scientific discovery or the arrival of new species, you know, aliens, because they're aliens out there, which song would you choose for the anthem and why?
So from our new album, you mean?
Anything you want, yeah.
Anything from any, wow.
Any of your songs, yeah.
I would say the title track, Dirt.
Okay.
It's the very first song off the album. And it is about climate change and human beings' responsibility in it. And it kind of is another example of what we call slow core, but it's more post-metal because it's very metal halfway through. It's very stark. So it kind of feels like it would make a good song for a video that features aliens landing or
right
or a major apocalyptic event.
Yes,
because I feel like we're getting towards apocalyptic events.
Yeah, and they just released Fallout the TV show, so hidden
yeah,
messages,
right? Right? Yeah, yeah, Fallout. Yeah,
yeah. I heard that.
Ditch it for season two.
Right. Everybody's like aching for season. I haven't watched it yet. So,
yeah.
So I'm going to watch it sometime soon. So a lot of musicians are very comfortable writing their own lyrics and their own songs. Is there a time where you're in the creation of one of your albums where you felt completely outside of your comfort zone?
For writing lyrics or the music?
The lyrics.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I can... one song on the album is called Dead and Over. And it really is a vulnerable song for me because it was the first song that I wrote out of the pandemic. I didn't have a band at the time because I moved back from Belgium to Canada and I didn't have band members and we were all locked away and musicians couldn't do anything and we couldn't do anything and venues were closing. And I was like, my career is over. My career is over. It's dead and over. So I wrote about that and what it felt like to be a woman and an older woman in this industry and having my career disappearing overnight, that it was a very vulnerable space for me to put down. And so I wrote that, and then I intended it to be my last song. It was going to be forever.
Right,
okay. I was going to like put it out there and go, that's it. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. And then it actually did the absolute opposite. Yeah. It made me want to do it more.
Right.
So I think that shows what can happen if you actually dive into being vulnerable and really owning that. Yeah.
I find that music does that with a lot of artists, because I've been talking to musicians for 4 years now, and a lot of them, just like you said, you know, I thought my career was done, and then this one song I wrote like took off and made me realize that I still have to do this So it's nice that you shared that with us.
Yeah.
Three more questions. Who is your Mount Rushmore? Four bands of your Mount Rushmore. Who would they be?
To play with or just my favorite bands of all time? Your
favorite bands of all time. There got to be four of them.
Yeah. Okay.
There got to be four of them because this is your Mount Rushmore.
Okay. I have to name PJ Harvey because she was very influential to me as a solo woman artist. I have to name Unwound, which is a noise rock band from the Northwest of America who really kind of paved the way for noise artists. Love, love, love them. I'd have to say Low, which is the slowcore artist that I named earlier.
Yeah. One more.
One more.
One more. Any band.
Okay. I'll say Nirvana because they really... They were the last band to me that really changed the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how much I love you so much right now. Nirvana is it for me, man. You know, it's like Nirvana.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I was a big Nirvana. I think in the 90s, everybody was a Nirvana fan. I don't care who you were, you know, and what you were doing, you know. So, all right.
Yep.
All right. So last question, and this is the hardest question I'm going to ask for you today, okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So this podcast is called When Words Fail, Music Speaks.
Yeah.
That can't be further from the truth, right? So is there like a artist
an album or a song that you can listen to, but you can't tell me or your bandmates how it makes you feel deep inside your soul?
An artist, an album, or a song that hits me so deeply that I feel uncomfortable telling people how deeply it affects me.
Well, not uncomfortable, but there's no words to process what that song means to you.
Oh my gosh.
It's a hard question, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, there's a band from the Pacific Northwest called 30-06, and they are around in the 90s, and they released an album called Tyke, I think, or Adamantine. I can't remember what it's called, but the song Adamantine, it has always resonated with me. But even more so because I know that the bass player singer died.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a very vulnerable, raw track. So every time I listen to it now, I think about him. I think about the vulnerability of musicians, various different struggles. This 27 Club, which is what Kurt Cobain was part of. Yeah. And how a lot of the times musicians have such a hard time dealing with things that they go to the darker side of being a musician or a rock star.
Right, right.
And so that scares me that I don't want to get to that point. And so I would have to say that would be the song that kind of creeps up to me.
Well, you answered it perfectly, you know? Perfectly. You're not going to identify, because technically, there's no way how you can explain it to me. Like, yeah, you just answered it perfectly for me. So,
awesome. Nice.
Yeah, so
nice.
Thank you. All right, so as we wrap up, it's down to Lee's. Laura Lee Schultz is the lead singer. You've been awesome with us today. Thank you so much for coming on.
James, I really appreciate the time you've given me to be on your podcast.
Well, I appreciate you. So we have Dallas. Go check out the single Dallas. We talked about Bury the Sun, which is a great album. Everybody needs to go download it or stream it.
We still have some vinyl available. So just go to Bandcamp and we have a bunch of merch there.
I love vinyl. I'm going to pick one up right now. I love vinyl. Vinyl's back, you know.
Nice.
So... And then we have Downplay, which is a brand new album coming out May 3rd.
It's actually Dirt is the album.
Okay.
Downplay is the track that I was talking about, the song that I was talking about. That's a slowcore.
Okay. Song. Okay. Yeah. So my bad. I'm so sorry. All right. So everybody go to the website. It's offwhitehouserecords.com /artist/downtolease. They're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and a Linktree on Down to Lee's. And I'm so jealous that you got Down to Lee's on everything because I have to.
I started this band so long ago that I could use all of that stuff. I'm so happy I don't have to go Down to Lee's the band.
Right.
Down to Lee's music or whatever.
We do. and I hate it. I'm like, oh my God, dude, this was trash, you know. But yeah, so I should have started it the same time you did. So. We honestly do love you to death. I love you just for the Nirvana, you know, talking. And we honestly do want you to come back anytime you want to.
Perfect. Seriously. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
So, with that, everybody, remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.